Okay. We're discussing Rabba's cryptic quotation. Etc. What was Rabba's question of And I think maybe we mentioned Tosfos only last time. Who did we mention last time? Tosfos. Okay. So the most popular pshat, Tosfos and Rav Shonin, is that Rabba's question was it really about Ma Amar Torah, Mod Mitzvah Tiny Yishava? We know the Torah said Mod Mitzvah Tiny Yishava, and we know the Torah says Kofar Kol is Potter. Gzeres Akasav Mod Mitzvah Tiny Yishava. Gzeres Akasav Kofar Kol is Potter. The only question is, why doesn't every Mod Mitzvah have a Migo of Kofar Kol? And Tosfos answers, that it's a migu dehaza. Right? Migu is malo shakar. If you were lying, you would have said the other taina. Here, he just didn't have the chutzpah to say the other taina. Ein ademei es panam pnei bal chovo. That is Tosfos. And a lot of Rishonim. Now, the Rashi here throws in another phrase. What phrase does Rashi throw in? Meshav aveda. Rashi says he seems to take a similar direction to Tosfos. I mean, he seems to take a similar direction to Tosfos, at least in Bava Metzia. He says, we're not asking why the Torah said Mod Mitzvah Tiny Yishava. We're asking, why didn't the Torah say a Mod Mitzvah Tiny should be Potter because he's a Meshav Aveda? Now the question is, what does Meshav Aveda mean? Right? So, the Rishone, what does Meshav Aveda mean? So, what are the two pshatim as to Meshav Aveda? What's the machlokas? The Rishonei Sfarad here, the Ramban, the Rashman, the Ritva. Question Rashi about what Meshav Aveda means. How do the Ramban and the Rashman and Ritva interpret Meshav Aveda? I think the Ritva is the most mefurish. I think the one I have here. He says that what's their argument with Rashi? They all quote Rashi. Rashi is Meshav Aveda. And he says, but Rashi thinks Meshav Aveda is, but really, what's their problem with Rashi? All right, let's open up. Which one do you say comes first in this one? The Ritva, the new Ritva comes first?
The old one.
The old one comes first, chronological order, okay. Sorry, a second here. Okay. Perish Rashi, the Meshav Avedahu, the Protro Migu, the boy Kafar Bakulo. What does the Ritva say? Meshav Aveda means? Migu. Meshav Aveda is the principle of Migu. What does Meshav Aveda mean? I'm Meshav Aveda you. Right? I find you think I give it back. You time I should have given back more. Right? So, what do you mean? I could have not done anything. Meshav Aveda is Migu. However, and that's basically the Ramban, Rashba, Ritva. All assume, they use the phrase Meshav Aveda. But they all say, Meshav Aveda means Migo. Right? Meshav Aveda, the Gemara asks, doesn't everyone know Meshav Aveda is Potter? Why does everyone know Meshav Aveda is Potter? Because it's a Migo. However, if you look at the Ramban here, the Ramban starts with quoting Rashi. Exactly. Where is this? Um,
missing the really old ones.
Okay, sorry. Okay, so in the new ones, apologize. You have it there?
You have this part?
Thank you. I appreciate that. The Imam Lochashaptum, Pairs Lochashaptum, Meshva Vedal, Potos Lokop, Kulok, Kap Pairs Rasis out. Umi Amash, Meshva Vedin, Doraisa Putter. It's Mash that Meshva Vedin is Doraisa, and it's clear comparison to the Ritual. What's the principle of Meshva Vedin Doraisa? Where do you say anything? I mean, Doraisa, amigo. The Kosh, the Rashal, Shukos of Kamako, Mashaha, Hammer Putter, Meshva Vedin, Nashua. There's not a motion to see Elisham, they keep it all on. Rashi, the Ramban, the Rash from the Ritual, they love this phrase of Meshva Vedin. But they really mean like Tosfos. They mean the kasha is, what about the principle of Migo? Meshva Veda is a pasha d'oraisa svara of Migo that he could have said, kofar akol. However, Rashi, it's impossible to interpret that way. Because Rashi, almost all over Shas, as the Ramban points out, says Meshva Veda is d'rabanan. For example, by us in Dafdalar and Beis, Eino alakam Meshva Veda, and he adds, V'chacham and Patras, Meshva Veda Menashvua, Ditnana, Motzi, Tzimitzi, Elo Yishavam, Deitikon Olam, etc. And I put in brackets here also in Ksubas and also in Gittin and Shvuas. Every time the Gemara, practically every time the Shas says Meshva Veda, Rashi feels it necessary to throw in, and Meshva Veda is Pater, Mipnei, Tikon Olam. Now, what's the Tikon Olam here? What's the difference between Meshva Veda of Rashi? Right, according to Rashi, Rashi also says, he's asking a side problem. What's the side problem he's asking? That every modem mixer should be patur because of Meshva Veda. What's the difference between the kasha of Migo and the kasha of Meshva Veda? Just pashup shat. The kasha of Migo is saying that a modem mixer should be patur because? Because he could have been kofar a kol. And therefore, let's say, Pashup Shat Migo, he could have been kofar a kol, therefore he must be telling the truth. Because if he was lying, he would have said kofar a kol. So it's about figuring out whether he deserves, whether his taina is a true taina or a false taina. You might think he's making a false taina. No, he's making a true taina, because Malo Lashakar, a liar, would have been kofar a kol. Meshva Veda is different. It's not about figuring out whether he's telling the truth or not. Meshva Veda is like this. Every time I owe you $100, Maisim b'chol yom. Anyone ever do any construction and have a kaplan? Anyone ever do any construction? You hire a kaplan. You hire a kaplan, right? And you say, this is the schum, etc. He finishes the job. And what is that? You say, okay, here's the schum. I said it would be, 53,000 shekel. Plus you added this, plus you added that. I owe you 57,000 shekel. What does every kaplan come and say? Says, what do you mean? There was this extra and that extra and the other thing, and this took longer, and this is a different material, and you owe me 83,000 shekel. My simchal yom in business, every time I owe someone money, see, everyone who's ever done construction is smiling. They always say I owe them a little more money. That's the nature of business dealing. So what's going to happen? What's going to happen is that you bring me to Bezin. What do I know? I know that if I admit the truth, this actually... Havmina, the Gemara and Shavuot, the Gemara and Shavuot, says people would be tempted to do that. That's why the Torah had to say Midrash Sheker Terchak to remind us not to. I say, if I admit what I really owe you, you're going to claim I owe you twice as much and make me take a Shavuot, and it'll be, I don't want to get into that. Let me just deny it all and say, look, Imi Keshti Kapal, if you're going to ask me for more than I really owe you, I'm going to admit nothing, and I'll serve you right. For asking for more than you deserve, you get nothing, you don't even get what you deserve. That's what a person might say. They might say, I don't want to be unfairly victimized for being honest. I'll be honest. I'll tell you I really owe you 100. Then you make me swear in another 100. No, I'll just say nothing. That's what a person might be tempted to do. So Tikkun Olam means not because he's telling the truth or not telling the truth. Just because we don't want people to not pay what they really owe. We don't want to create a situation where there's a perverse incentive for people to lie and not give people their money. And that's Meshva Veda. If I'm being nice to give you money that I didn't have to give you, we shouldn't create a negative incentive and prevent me from doing it. That's like Aveda, right? Can you imagine if guys who return Avedas all of a sudden could be sued and have to take Shavuos? People wouldn't return Avedas. And that would be against Tikkun Olam. So better for them to return something than to return nothing. Here also, better to patur the Shavuah of a mode of Mimiktsas, because we're Mechayiv from Shavuah, he'll just deny everything and he won't give you any money. So that's what Tikkun Olam means. It's not about proving he's telling the truth and motivates us like Migo. It's about saying, regardless, we all know he could be Kofar HaKol, and he will be Kofar HaKol, because he doesn't want to take the shvua. So let's take away the incentive for him to be kofar hakol. That's the principle. That's the tikkun olam of meisha aveda. So Rashi is asking from a different angle. The problem for Rashi is not migo. Why doesn't Rashi have the problem with migo? Oh, some achronim say you hold like the Rambam that you don't say migo to pachi from a shvua, or who knows? The kash is meisha aveda. What's the answer? The answer is that he's not a meisha aveda. Meisha aveda means that if there's an incentive, if there's a disincentive to returning the money, he'll deny it all. Over here, he won't deny it all because ain't not a meis panim nechovo, and he can't deny it all. So the answer is he's not a meishiv aveda because he couldn't be kofar hakol anyway. Don't say you need tikkun olam. Every guy who owes you $100 is going to deny it for mechayiv meshvua. No, he won't deny it because he doesn't have the chutzpah to deny it. So there's no need for tikkun olam. That's Rashi. Of course, what's the reason that... And now, what's the... why does Rashi think Meisha Aveda is the Rabbanan? This is an easy question. The Mishnah Gittin says, Mosi and Tzia lo yishavim thank tikkun olam. And then the Gemara there discusses Meisha Aveda. So what's the Machlokas? The Machlokas is how to interpret the terminology. Rashi says, Meshiv Aveda hainu motzi metzia. The Mishnah's motzi metzia is tikkun olam. Meshiv Aveda is the same as motzi metzia, no? Sounds the same to me. So therefore, Meshiv Aveda is tikkun olam. The Ramban and the Rashba and the Ritva, and the truth is Tosfos as well. He doesn't bring it in here, but that's what he says in Gittin. Saying, no, there are two different phrases in the Gemara. Motzi metzia is the takana drabanan. And Meshiv Aveda means migo d'oraisa. Meshva veda is a phrase for migo d'oraisa. Motzi mitzias. Even when you don't have a migo, there should still be tikkun olam d'rabbanan. So that at the base of this machlokes, Rashi says meshva veda is d'rabbanan because it's motzi mitzias. And the Mishnah says I'm motzi mitzias. Lo yishavim they tikkun olam. The Ramban Rashi Ritva would say no. Motzi mitzias d'rabbanan. Meshva veda is d'oraisa. That's migo. Okay, that's a matter of terminology.
How about the Gemara's kasha is from a deraisa to a deraisa.
So of course, what's the main reason that no one likes Rashi's pshat? Rabbi says, they ma'am Omer Torah, right? What do you mean, they ma'am Omer Torah? The kind of Rabbanan, right? Meshu Aveda, according to Rashi, Meshu Aveda equals Motzi Metzia. And that's only according to Rabbanan. So why is Rashi asking a kasha on the Torah? So, I actually saw there's a Tumim who says that really Rabbi's Labdafka is Ne'ma Amr Torah. He meant Mipneima Amr Rabbanan. How come the Rabbanan let this thing stand? That was his question. That's very dumb. The simple shot is what 99% of the Echon explained for Rashi. How would you defend Rashi?
You simply say the opposite, that the law can go against the Torah.
What?
So can go against the Torah. Torah is saying that major is not a valid principle, then you can't create something which is against the Torah.
You could say that, although that's... I hear the Tanya. Most of them say it in a slightly different direction. Most of the Echonim say to explain Rashi is that Rashi doesn't mean Meshiv Aveda, like, why didn't the Torah, like, follow the Takana Drabana? The Torah came before the Takana Drabana. What it meant is that the Takana Drabana here has a good logic behind it. I mean, it's not just the Rabbanan happened to be mitaken it. The Rabbanan should have been mitaken it. They have a good reason. It's tikkun olam. It's obvious that it's better for society. You think about it. I mean, you know, you have a society where people come to Bez and we say, look, if you deny it all, you'll get off scot-free. Once you admit anything, then we'll throw the book at you. So, of course, everyone's going to deny it all, and they're going to end up not paying the money they owe. Isn't it obvious that it's better for society to not create a disincentive to honesty? Isn't it obvious that it's better for society not to punish honesty? We shouldn't punish the guy for admitting the truth? So, what most of the Echonim say is that Tikkun Olam is such a strong svara, how could the Torah, even though there are Rabbanim weren't mitaken it yet, still, how could the Torah go against the svara of Tikkun Olam? How could there be an entire din in the Torah that goes against such an obvious svara that's obviously so bad for society? Okay, Yosef said it in a slightly different way, but the most accurate answer is that the question is not from the Takana, but from the logic behind the Takana. Like, how could Hashem be illogical? Doesn't he know that if he says kofar kol is potter, modim says is chayev, every single guy will be kofar kol and will end up not paying the money he owes? Right? You don't need, the Rabbanim need to make a takana for some weird case that happens once in a blue moon that the Torah didn't cover. But the whole din in the Torah that's against Tikkun Olam? Since when do you have a whole din in the Torah that's against basic logic of how to run society? God should be logical. And the answer is, he was logical in this case. This is not a case of Meshav Aveda. Meshav Aveda is a case where he could have denied it all. Here he couldn't have denied it all because the chazaka that he didn't have the gumption to deny it all. That is Rashi in Bava Metzia. However, you understand full well that Rashi's Shita is not terribly attractive. No one else, again, Ramban, Rashi, we all start with the Rav Meshav Aveda. It sounds like they're agreeing with Rashi, but at least if you have the new Rambans, I apologize, I didn't realize there was a difference in the old and the new ones, you see that they're using the phrase Meshav Aveda, nothing to do with Rashi, they mean Miga. They don't have to rebut it. Rashi's shot is very unattractive because, like, really, we're asking Yekashim of the Kana Drabbanan. We have to go and explain, like, you shouldn't be asking, Rabba shouldn't be asking Yekashim of the Kana Drabbanan. Tosos' shot is very attractive, perhaps. But what's the weakness of Tosos' shot of Migo? That sounds like a great shot. As long as you hold that there's such thing as Migo to Pati from Ashua. If you hold that there's no such thing as a Migo to Pati from Ashua, then it doesn't work anymore, like the Rambam and the Rimi Gash that we have on page 8. So,
what does Rashi hold?
We're not sure. Some of the Echronim say he holds like the Rambam, that's why he didn't say Tosfos Pshat, but I can't say for sure.
This understanding of Rashi is just, this has been the Rambam, meaning this is the Rambam's first understanding of Rashi.
What do you mean by that?
Number two, that's Rashi Pshuto, or that's Rashi would be the first of the beginning of the Ramban. This whole thing that Meshav, that is question of Meshav Avid, meaning when the Rashba and the Ritva,
they argue with Rashi.
Oh, they're not interpreting Rashi?
No, they argue with Rashi.
Sorry.
They take Rashi's view of Meshav Avid, they know they're arguing with Rashi. The Ramban says, I like Rashi's view of Meshav Avid, but Rashi's dead wrong because he thinks it's Tikkun Olam, and I'm 100% right because I think it means Migo, or I think it means Daraisa.
What's the Shas and Mitzvah if it's not Meshav Avid?
Ah, okay. So what's the whole shot in Motzei Metzia if it's not Meshav Aveda? So basically it's like this. Rashi says that Motzei Metzia and Meshav Aveda are the same exact idea, Tikkun Olam. What it means is, it's a matter of incentive. If anyone who returned a lost object might be chayiv to swear, then they just would keep the lost object. And that would be bad for society. So Chazal said, return the lost object, don't worry, you won't lose. It's like the Good Samaritan laws they have in America nowadays in many states. Right, what's a Good Samaritan law? Right, originally it used to be, if you try to help someone, if someone's dying, you try to save them. Well, if you do a big bad job trying to save them, they could sue you. So what will people do? They won't try to help someone. They say, look, you can't get sued for not saving someone. You can't get sued in America for losam al damar yach. In Israel you can, in America you can't. So they say, look, I'll never try to save someone. Why do I want them to sue me? So they realize that it's bad for society, that you're basically like punishing people for being nice. And then they won't be nice. So they had Good Samaritan laws in most of the states that if you're trying to help someone to save them, then they can't sue you. And that's the same idea. If you're trying to return a lost object, you can't be chayav for that. And that's the happening here. I'm trying to return, I could give you nothing. I'm trying to be nice and return to you the lost $100 that I could have denied. So don't punish me. The answer is no, here we don't need Tikkun Olam because I couldn't have denied it. I would have returned it. You know, I didn't have a choice in the matter. Psychologically, I'm compelled to admit that I owe you $100. At least $100. So, that's Rashi. For Tosfos and Rabban Rashi and Ritva, they'd say no. Meshav Aveda means Migo. Meshav Aveda means, if I return a lost object, I have a Migo. I said, I could have never admitted I found it. But now I do admit I found it. That's Meshav Aveda, and that's Migo, that's Potem Midoraisa, you don't need Tikkun Olam. What's the case of Motzei Metzia and Tikkun Olam? We'd say the case of Motzei Metzia and Tikkun Olam is a very rare case where I return a Metzia and there's no Migo. How could that be? So at least one shot in the Gemara, gets very complicated, is that maybe, what if I return the... I return the Aveda. Well, one example might be, I return the Metzia, and you saw me pick up the mitzvah, and you know, and I wouldn't have the chutzpah to deny that I picked up your mitzvah. So in that case, I have no migu of denying it, and that's just a tikkun olam, motzi mitzvah. We shouldn't let anyone returning an aveda get into trouble, because it'll create a disincentive. Okay. However, the Ramban here in Shavuos, this is not the pshat he likes. He likes, we know, he likes the same as Tosfos pshat. But if you look, I put it on the on the sheet here. The Ramban here in Shavuos says, "V'yesh l'farsh hadam ram neima amar moda mitzvah tani yishava." The Hachikamar, "Lama amra Torah moda mitzvah yishava v'lo amra kein b'kofar kol." Why did the Torah say moda mitzvah has to swear and not a kofar kol? The mashma the moda mitzvah yishava l'o kofar kol. Right, the Torah's mashma moda mitzvah swears and not kofar kol. It says ki was it. Why is Moda Mitzvah any worse? Should be better. If he was a liar, he would have denied it all. Says no. What's the answer? Why is the Moda Mitzvah Tanya so suspicious? Why do we think the Moda Mitzvah Tanya is wrong more than the Kofar Kol is wrong? Adrabi seems honest. So the answer is, no, once you go to Mrs. Red Blind the Dover, and we think he might owe the rest, the high low kafra mishum the ainada may is pun of hulahi moda mixas, umishtamik be mixas, verbrahma rahmana shvua shvua alay. So okay. Then he is what does he sound like here? He sounds like the question is, why is moda mixas chayef? And what's the answer? The answer is because he's suspicious, because we suspect he's lying. Why do we suspect he's lying more than we suspect anyone else is lying? Right?
Because the Tobias claim has
raglayim.
There's a big claim.
Because the Tobias claim has
raglayim
ledover.
Now the only question is how much.
Okay. Okay, you could say that, but let's read on. The high dilo kafre, what do we think? That the reason he wasn't kofar is because he's not meyas. Ulahachi modem mixes mishtam mixas. Rav Rachman Shmuley, and that's why he's modem mixes mishtam mixas. And that's why the Torah put a shvu on him. What I think he's saying here is, that why are we suspicious? We're suspicious because he looks like he's being mishtamit. He's acting in a way that looks suspicious. Why? Because anyone who pays part of it and doesn't pay the other part of it seems like the kind of fellow who's trying to be dishonest, but just doesn't have the chutzpah to be completely dishonest. There's a suspicion created that maybe he's trying to pull shtick on us. A kofar kol, there's no suspicion created. Like, what pattern is he in? Either he's in a pattern of a liar, or he's in a pattern of a truth teller. So is everyone else in the world, so we're not going to put a shvu on them. A modem is suspicious. We're choshesh that the reason he wasn't kofar is because he could be a bald-faced liar, he could be a truth-teller. But also, there's another possibility here. He could be a mishtamit. He could be someone who is trying to squirm out, who's not really a total liar, he's not a bank robber, he's not a Russian gummer. He's just trying to squirm out, and that's why he's admitting part and denying part. And therefore, he's more suspicious than everyone else. They might be lying, but they might not. This fellow, he might be lying, and even if he's not a total liar, he might be squirming out of it. He's exhibiting suspicious behavior. Why is Moda Mitzvah suspicious behavior? Because we have psychological insight. Chazak, Shein Adam Meis, Panam Deval Chovo. We have psychological insight that it's normal for people who want to not pay their debts to call it half and half, to admit part and try to squirm out of part. Because, like, they can afford to pay this much, but they can't afford to pay more. So maybe what he's saying is this guy is exhibiting suspicious behavior. If he's exhibiting suspicious behavior, then, of course, we should put a shvu on him. Because now we suspect him of something. We suspect him of being mishtamit.
But the only basis you have of that suspicion is based on the claim of this guy. If he says he owes me more, your suspicion is based on the other guy claiming more, not on this guy by himself.
Right, the chashash, it says the chashash choshin lo min hashar is the olim mitzvah rav laim dvar. It is the rav laim dvar is why, that's what creates the choshin hashar. The rest of the
meaning, if he owes 100, he might owe the rest. Ah, right. Doesn't he seem honest to admitting 100?
No, but
the answer is.
The is why, but if you think that he's dishonest, then he would have been called for a call. No, that he can't do it. and therefore his second best is to go half and half. But the chashash is plus one line with Dabra because we know that tefillah itself has basis.
So the question is, why is he chayev? And Rav is not really giving the real answer. The real answer why he's chayev is because Rav lying on the because if he owes 100, he might owe another 100. That Rav doesn't say. Rav is really answering a different question. Doesn't he look honest if he's admitting part of it? Like, doesn't he look honest if he's admitting part of it? And the answer is no, he doesn't look so honest because maybe he's just being mishtamik. How is Rav answering his question? If Rav's question is, why is a motive mitzvah chayev shvuah? And nothing to do with mitzvah. Okay, then
why
the answer is...
I think he's really asking, why is he not high, even if he's called Bakol? He's high by mitzvahs, he should certainly be high by Kofar Bakol.
No, that's not, he's not asking that at all. He's not asking why Kofar Bakol is Potter. He's asking, why is Motiv Mitzvahs any worse? Maybe he should have been better. And the answer is, why is Motiv Mitzvahs worse? Why is Motiv Mitzvahs worse than Kofar Bakol? So where's Rabbi answering? So I admit, looking at this Ramban again, maybe you could take it different ways, but let's read it again. Right, what's the answer? What's the question? Why is Motiv Mitzvahs worse? Adra Adifa Danase. He should have a better taina, because if he was a liar, he would have denied it all. The high came in the Odin Mitzvahs, where Glein Lodav Rechosh and Lomen Ashar. The high, the Lokafre. I wouldn't have put in that comma. Mishum the Ain Adam Meis Panavu, Lohachi Motiv Mitzvahs, Misham Mitzvahs, Ramar Chmanashvuale. Right? That, why are we Mechayiv this motive mitzas? We're Mechayiv this motive mitzas. What's the difference? So what's the difference between them? So what's his answer? The difference between them is what, according to Rav?
That you can't have a like over a call. He said, we don't need a shul. We know that he would tell the truth.
He never says that anywhere. He never says by call for a call we know he's telling the truth. That other people say that. I don't see that anywhere in the Ramban. His question is, what's the difference between Motiv Mitzvahs and call for a call? And the answer is, what's the difference between Motiv Mitzvahs and call for a call? So what's the difference? What's the difference between Motiv Mitzvahs and Kofar Kol? By Kofar Kol, he must be telling the truth because he wouldn't be made as Panav. That's the next marker, but he never says, where does he ever say that? He never says, by Kofar HaKol, he's Potter because Ainot Meis Panav. He always talks about why there's Reglein Ledover by Motiv Mitzvahs. Why is there Reglein Ledover by... He talks about Reglein Ledover by Motiv Mitzvahs. What's the Reglein Ledover by Motiv Mitzvahs? What's the Reglein Ledover? Aha, but then the next line doesn't work. What's the next? The line, V'gabi pikadon, came into meyuz u'meyuz, yikopra kol potter, mod mitzas nami. V'lav misham migu, el misham milsa desvaru, hu delek alef lugi minayu. By pikadon, since he's meyuz u'meyuz, kopra kol and mod mitzas have to be the same. There's no way to distinguish between them. Hold on, if the reglein ledover is that, since there's a debt, there may be a bigger debt, wouldn't that apply pikadon also? If there's a debt, there may be a bigger debt. Right? But he's saying that by pikadon, it's only because of the ha'aza there's a difference between Motiv Mitzvahs and Kofar Kol. Only because of the ha'aza, but I have nothing to do with migul. So what is he saying? So what he says, Lamisha migul, el milsa desvara. Saying the ha'aza is a milsa desvara to mechalti and Kofar Kol and Motiv Mitzvahs. Okay, let's take Simcha's objection in a productive fashion. The Ramban's saying is that somehow forget migul. Why forget Migu? He says the end. That appears to last me. Show me Shane Migu lifts over Shvuk. You mean Lamei Mekamei and Mechubra? This is like the Rimigash and the Rambam who don't bring Migu into Shvuk. Okay, which the Rambam doesn't like. He's a Migu man. But what is he saying? Forget Migu. Forget Mishma Veda. It's a fundamental question. Why is there a difference in Kofar Kol and Motiv Mitzvahs? The difference has to do with Ha'aza. Now, what is that difference? Now, there are two ways to read this. Why is there a difference? Maybe the real question is, why is there a difference? Right? Because of Ha'azah, there's a difference. Now, why is there a difference? You can answer in two ways. Why is there a difference? Why is Motiv Mitzvahs Chayev? Or why is there a difference? Why is Kofar Kol Potter? So, what Simcha is trying to say, which I don't believe him for a moment, that this Ramban is saying, is the Shittim HaGebetzes. Let's look at the Shinu Gvetzes and Ksubas, and the name of the Shita Shanim, the name Ma Amr Torah. Ein lefaresh lifterei migu d'mati lemechtar bar. Don't interpret it as migu. Don't mean migu lefterei mishvah. He holds that migu doesn't pati mishvah. But yesh lefaresh lifterei mishvah meishvah veduhu. Chazaka v'chulei ve'enu meisha v'edish enu yachul lichpar filling yirtu lichpar de'enu meis v'chulei. Yeah, he doesn't like Migla through Mishmas, same meisha v'edah like Rashi. But Rabbi Yerusha Nachum kachu, what's the real pshat? Neima v'chulei pierce, neima modu mitzvah gurum mikol for a kol, and mefarish, chazaka v'chulei, helka kof bar kol, vaday kushta ka'amar. Shemaisa emes ha'tfilo yachul lichpar ba. What's the sheet of your bets? What's the sheet that Yishana is saying? The sheet that Yishana in the Pirush HaNochon, first he brings down one, he doesn't like it. He holds Migud doesn't have to be sure. Then he brings down two, Efshar, but not Nochon. The Nochon is that they're really asking, Rabbi's really asking this question. Why is Moda B'Mikzas Chayav and Kofar HaKol Potter? And what's the answer? Does he answer why Moda B'Mikzas is Chayav or why Kofar HaKol is Potter? Why Kofar HaKol is Potter? Why is Moda Mitzvah Chayav then? Apparently the default, right? The default is Chayav Shvuah, right? And this is a very, very fundamental lumbus, right? Says, he apparently thinks, you're Chayav Shvuah, Chayav Shvuah by default. But Kofar HaKol, Kol has proof that he's telling the truth. What's his proof that he's telling the truth? He says, look, human psychology. I can't be lying, because no normal human being can be made as punished to deny everything in front of his Baal Chov. So that's what the Shita Yishana is. That's what the Shita Yishana is saying. And that's clearly, that's what you're trying to read in. That the default is, he's asking a real question, not a side problem of Migo Meshav Aveda. Why is A Chayav and B Potter? The answer is everyone should be Chayav. What do you mean? Why not? Two people come to court. I think swearing is a great idea. Everyone should be Chayav. But Kofar HaKol is Potter because he says, look, I don't need to swear. I have a proof that I'm right. What's the proof? I have a Chazaka on my side. Chazaka, that I can't be lying because no one could lie so much. Rashi in Bava Kamma sounds like that as well. Rashi says, "Kidirab the Amar Rabin Bava Kama ain't not the meis punim from the zesha osa lo tova hilchach hecha the kafar called potter mishvua the ilav kushta ba deilov and motzi lemichver bay kafar kol is potter because ilav kushta ba deilov if he wasn't telling the truth lo motzi lemichver he couldn't have denied it kafar kol is proof that he's telling the truth avol modav mitzas hecha the modav mitzas but kula by the mitzvah lo kafarim shenayna meis but modav mitzas." Maybe he did want to deny it, but he just didn't have the chutzpah. So what does Rashi focus on? And therefore, the next Rashi says, Meyez u'meyez, hilcha afilu kofar b'kul ramer on a shvua alei. Rashi says, in pikado, where you are able to be meyez, even a kofar kol is chayiv, right? If there's no ha'aza, even a kofar kol is chayiv. Kofar kol means the chazak and a patir. Rashi in Bava Kamma, Rashi in Bava Kamma seems to says pretty explicitly, like the Shita Yishana. Rashi says, no, everyone's Chayav Shvuah. A call for a call has a p'tur. He says, look, I have a chazaka that I'm telling the truth. Is a chazaka 100%? I'll be shnayim eidim yachum davar? Is it is it absolute truth? No, but a chazaka is good enough to patur me from a shvuah, right? I bring something on my side to patur me from the shvuah. And therefore, Rashi says in Bava Kamma, how about a kofar kol without a chazaka? What's an example? You give me your cattle watch. I say, she was carried off by armed bandits. Could I be meyez? I sure could be meyez if I want. Right? Either according to Tosos, because you don't know that I'm lying, or according to Rashi, because you never did me a favor, so why should I be meyez? Therefore, kofar kol is also chayiv, because now I don't have chazaka to defend me. Everyone's chayiv shu until they have chazaka to defend them. And even though Rashi and Bava Kamma is a steer to Rashi and Bava Metzia, so you could say that Rashi thinks it's a machlok, the sugya is being Bava Kamma and Bava Metzia. Or the Me'iri in Bava Kamma, he doesn't say anything about Rashi. But the Me'iri says, V'divir rab masha amr bein ma'am retor modim it's a tayin shava, pirusho, manish tana mikof brakova, lo ein shinu tana b'neim, hein b'kfirs gof alba, hein b'kfirs parati. What's Rav's kasha? There's no difference in modim it's a kofar kol. Why is there a difference? The fundamental question of why is there a difference? And also Mishva Veda. Rav is asking two questions. Betirich, a kofar kol din of shei potter. Kofar kol is a reason he's potter. She'ein od meis potter lichbar kol. Ela vade kedvarifu. He has a proof. Vade kedvarifu. He has a proof. He's telling the truth. Though das mitzas ain't a Mishva Veda. Das mitzas not Mishva Veda, etc. B'shem atomen aminayu, achshin amayiv no b'shem, sorry, etc. etc. What does it mean you're saying? There's a double kasha. What's the real difference? And Meshav Aveda. The answer is the real difference is Kofar Kol is proof that he's telling the truth. And as far as Meshav Aveda, he's not a Meshav Aveda because he couldn't have denied it anyway. He's not being nice and giving up something he didn't have to give up. He's giving up something he was psychologically impelled to give up. Why does the Me'iri and Bava Kamma say there was two questions and two answers? Because he's trying to answer the Seer and Rashi, right? He doesn't tell us any of that, but it's obvious. You look at Rashi Bava Kamma, Rashi Bava Seer, you read the Me'iri, says, when does the Me'iri have to have two questions and two answers in Rabbah? Lachari is trying to answer the Seer and Rashi and saying both Rashis could coexist. It could be that Rabbah meant two things, but in one Sugya, one part of Rabbah was relevant to the Mahalach of that Shakla Vitaria, and Bava Kamma and Bava Seer, the other part of Rabbah was relevant to the Mahalach of the Shakla Vitaria. Okay, that's certainly possible. So again, whether like the Me'iri, Rashi is consistent, and he says Rabbah has two themes, and just one is relevant for the Shakla Vitaria and Bava Kamma, and one is relevant for Shakla Vitaria and Bar Metzia, or whether Rashi, Kedarko, this is, as you know, a big philosophical machlokus. Does Rashi have to agree everywhere in Shas? Right? The Rambam should agree everywhere in the Mishnah Torah. As a matter of fact, the other Rishonim should agree everywhere. The Ramban and the Ritva are supposed to agree everywhere in Shas. Rashi is a big philosophical machlokus. Does he have to agree everywhere in Shas? Or does he interpret each sugya in the Pshat way? And he doesn't have to agree with himself. In one place he interprets a simple pshat there, another place he interprets a simple pshat there. So I don't know, could be Rashi's not agreeing with himself all over Shas. Or it could be like the Me'iri, who's Miyashi. He doesn't say a word about Rashi. But it's obvious he's trying to be Miyashi the Steer and Rashi by saying, Rabbah was saying two things at once. Okay, I don't know which is if these two Rashi's coexist like the Me'iri or not. But this is one pshat. I don't think, getting back to Ramban and Shavuos, the Ramban and Shavuos, he's not saying Migo. Because that's exactly, if you read the whole thing, that's another pshat that he does like, that is Bechuber. He's not saying Meshav Aveda. That he doesn't bring in here at all, in this paragraph. And he thinks the word Meshav Aveda means Migo anyway. He's not saying like the Shita Yishana. He is asking the fundamental question, right? This is the Ramban in Shavuos Lefi the Ramban. Right? He's saying, this is what the Rambam would say. Doesn't mean he has a Masorah that the Rambam and the Rugash would say. This is what he thinks the Rambam would say. Right? He's asking the fundamental question, why is Vodim Mitzvah Chayiv and Kofar Kol Potter? But he never says Kofar Kol has a proof that he's telling the truth. Simcha wants us to think that. But find me where he actually says, that, what does the Shita Gebetza say? Listen to his Lashon. He says, Himbach Vadai Kushtakamar, Kofar Kol is for sure telling the truth. What does the Me'iri say? Vada kidvarav. Kofar Kol is telling the truth. What does Rashi? Ilav kushta badei lohava. If not for the fact he's telling the truth, then it wouldn't work. They all say Kofar Kol is telling the truth. The Ramban never says Kofar Kol is telling the truth. He does say Ha'aza is a fundamental difference. That's the last line and a half. The guy with Pikadon came to Meizu Meiz, the Kofar Kol Pacher Bodh Mitzvah Nami. By Pikadon, where everyone's Meiz, there's no difference in Ha'aza. Kofar Kol and Modem Mitzvah should have the same din. But let me show Migu, not because of Migu. Fundamentally, if not for the fact of Ha'azah, they would have the same din. The factor of Ha'azah, not because of Migu, fundamentally creates a different dinim. But he doesn't say because Ha'azah patters the Kofar Kol. He never talks about Ha'azah pattering the Kofar Kol. What does he talk about? We're blind Ladover Mechayaving the Modem Mitzvah. Now you could say he needs a different blind Ladover, just where there's smoke, there's fire, where there's 100, there might be another 100. But I don't think that's what he's saying, because then, you could also say that. I think what he's saying is, what's the reglayin ledover? Why are we choshen lo min hashar? We're choshesh that the reason he wasn't kofar, the reason he was motiv b'mitzas, is because he's ishtamute mishtamit. He's not a terrible person who's not a pathological liar, he's not a professional criminal, he's not Al Capone. He's a nice fellow. But he's a nice fellow who doesn't have the chutzpah to deny everything. But he doesn't have all the money to pay. And like our says, what is Rabbah saying? The Pashup Shana Rabbah. Why did the Torah say Modim Tani Shava? He's not Pashup Shana. He didn't say Migu. He didn't say Meshav Eda. And he's not saying, why did the Torah say Kofar Kol Lo Yishava? Why is Modim Tani Shava? So I think what the Ramban is saying for the Rambam, the answer is Chazaka. Because this modem mix is exhibiting suspicious behavior. I recognize it's not a popular shot among the fortune. He is exhibiting suspicious behavior. What's the suspicious behavior? He's weaseling out of something. What weaseling out of something? Maybe he's just telling us how much he owes, how much he doesn't owe. No, because it's a chazaka that when people don't want to pay, they can't deny it all. Normal people who aren't hardened criminals, when they want to get away with something, they can't deny it all. Therefore, this guy is acting like someone who wants to not pay his debts, but doesn't have the chutzpah to deny it all. So instead, he denies some of it. And maybe he's even a nice fellow who would like theoretically to pay his debts. But only by the lowly lay. He would like theoretically to pay his debts. He's not a Russia Marusha. But he doesn't have the money, so he says, look, I'll give what I can, and, you know, then someday I'll try to come up with the rest, and then in the end, maybe he won't, and that's why we make him take a shvua. So I think the simplest shot to read that, I think, is what the Raglaim is over. The Raglaim's over is that he's acting suspicious. What's so suspicious about he's acting? Because he's acting, he's fulfilling the psychological pattern of a relatively nice, normal person who's trying to cut corners in Dini Mamonos, and therefore, unlike a Kofar Kol, in every case, we have two possibilities. The guy might be honest, or the guy might be a hardened criminal. Might be a Rosh Marusha, might be a total criminal. Okay, that's not Mechayev Shvua. But in this case, no. Even if the guy's not a hardened criminal, even if he's a nice fellow, he's acting in an evasive fashion the way someone would who's trying to cut corners. Therefore, we're a little more suspicious than in a regular case, because maybe he's a hardened criminal, even if he's not a hardened criminal. Maybe he's a normal person who's acting like normal people act in such circumstances. Therefore, it's more likely that he's lying, and we put a shvu on him to make him admit the truth. And if you think about it, it makes sense. I say you owe $100, you deny it. One of us is telling the truth, one of us is a criminal. It's 50-50. Why should we make you take a shvua? Over here, I'm saying you owe me 200, you admit 100. Okay, could be I'm telling the truth, you're a criminal. Could be you're telling the truth, I'm a criminal. Or could be I'm telling the truth, and you're a nice person who's trying to evade because he doesn't want to be stuck paying this debt right now. A nice, you know, and therefore, hold on, there's another very likely scenario here. Maybe no one's a criminal. Maybe you're just, you don't have the chutzpah, so you're trying to make a little bit of a pshara, and that's a normal thing people psychologically do. Nice people don't psychologically say, you owe me 100, I'll claim you owe me 200. No, but it's a normal psychological thing for a person who owes 200 to admit, I say, I'll pay him some of it, you know, maybe I'll pay him the rest when I get the money, maybe not. And therefore, I think what the Ramban is saying is that you are pater mishvua. Again, not the Ramban itself. Says Einu Mechaber. This isn't his personal shot. His personal shot in Nigu. You're part of Yeshua by default, but Moda Mimitzas is Chayav because of the Raglayim Ledavar of, what's his Lashon here? Mishtamit. Mishtamit b'mitzas, the known psychological pattern that people are mishtamit b'mitzas. And maybe that suspicion is enough to cast an extra cloud of suspicion, not just 50-50, who's the criminal, but we have another suspicion on you that maybe you're a mishtamit.
That's exactly what the Gemara said.
And that's, this is the pashut shot of the Gemara. Again, hardly anyone says this shot, and Simcha will tell me that maybe he doesn't even agree the Ramban says this shot, or maybe he will in the end, we'll have to see. But that's the simplest shot in the Gemara. Why did the Torah say Modem is the tiny Shava? Because we have a suspicion, more than in a regular case. What suspicion do we have here more than a regular case? Because besides the regular question of who's the Russian, who's the Tzaddik, you're acting in a way that looks like Mishtamit. Could be Mishtamit, could be not. Right? Could be Mishtamit, could be you're absolutely right, or could be you're a criminal and have some method to your madness. Well, you're acting in a way of Mishtamit, that makes us extra suspicious, so we throw a shoe on you.
Why can't you say, because there's other times in the Gemara that talks like that, that we should be suspicious of the guy who's claiming the 200, because we could say that perhaps it's not here, he's trying to make up 100, an extra 100 from another case that he had against this guy. These places in the Gemara where we have that kind
of... You mean something over Yashana, etc.?
Right.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a common enough occurrence to really make a suspicion. That's a way to save someone from being questioned later on. Or it's right in him. I don't know. I don't know if that's a common enough occurrence. It does appear in the Gemara, but not in these kind of contexts.
No. Okay.
Like, there's one story in Avimi Beit Chuzai that we mentioned where the guy sets a droid into a different debt in a slightly different context. That's just one story. And then the Gemara later on, and Daf Bagman Aleph says, Suffing Milvi Yashana. Maybe if a guy denies money, it's because he had an old court case, therefore he's not chashed. But that's just to save someone from being passel. That doesn't necessarily mean it's a strong suspicion. Okay, Lemaisa, then we have four possible ways of reading our Gemara. Either he's asking the fundamental question and explaining why Kofar Kol is Potter, or he's asking the fundamental question and explaining why Moda Mimitzas is Chayav, or he's asking a side kasha of Migu, or a side kasha of Meshava Vega. The only thing left for us to figure out then is, Taka, why is Moda Mimitzas Chayav? And Kofra Kol Potter, which is something that bothers the Rishonim here. Right, according to the Shiti Shonen Rashi Baba Kama, it's very obvious. Moda Mitzvah is Chayav because, right, exactly. The default is Chayav. Kofar Kol is Potter because he has a Chazaka on his side. And what they point out is that Rashi works very, very nicely with Shitasei, because the Gemara says in Daf Daled Amud Aleph, if you look for a moment at the Gemara in Daf Daled Amud Aleph, it says, "Hasada shavu shavahen shal yitainu ukfira hinbain." If I have an eid echad, then I'm right, you have to swear. If I have no eidim and you admit mitzas, you have to swear. What's the sada shava? Al di tainu kfir hinban. Rashi interprets the wrestle tainu kfir. Zet toim zet kofar hinban ledin. One guy's toim, one guy's kofar. They come to court. Al di tainu kfir hinban. That's the tzad hashava. Now Tosafot already asks, what do you mean? If the tzad hashava is tainu kfir hinban, why isn't kofar a kol chay v'shua? That's also tainu kfir. Why isn't every case of tainu kfir chay v'shua if al di tainu kfir hinban? But Rashi l'shitase. Again, I'm making Lashitase from Baba Metzia Daf Dalet to Baba Kama Daf Kuf Zayin. I recognize it's not on the same Masechet, but Rashi still works. I mean, it works. Works very nicely. Anytime there's Tainu Kfir, you have to swear. Any Tainu Kfir, you have to swear. Kofar goes Potter because he has a defense on his side. But Stan Tainu Kfir, you have to swear. This sits very well with Al Yidei Taina Ukfira Hainbain. Like Rashi's chat. Zet towing the Zet Kofir. If one guy's towing, one guy's kofir, then that's enough to Mikhaiva Shvua. Ah, what do you mean? Just because the guy says something, that's enough to Mikhaiva Shvua? Really? I have to swear. Shvua's a serious thing. I have to swear just because some guy off the street says something? Really? Afshar, a thing like that? So the answer is yes, really, Afshar. After all, what do we find later in the days of the Amorayim? Okay, there's two Lashonos in the Gemara in Shavuos. Almost all Rishonim agree there's a Takana made later in the days of the Amorayim. What Takana did the Amorayim make? Shavuos? Shavuos Heses. The Amorayim came and made a Takana called Shavuos Heses. What does Shavuos Heses mean? So again, it's 2 days in the Gemara. But right, I'm Rav Nachman, and 1 second. Okay. But we paskin that every kofar calls chayv shuas hesis. Why is everyone chayv shuas hesis? Says the Gemara. I'm Rav Nachman, mashbino so shuas hesis. They made a later takanadaron of a low level shvua. My taima, maybe it means like without Nikita Sefetz, you don't have to hold the Torah. My time, a chazaka doesn't have yom king yeshua love. What do you mean? Chazaka. If a guy tainas you, he has a case. Now, is that chazaka a proof that every guy who tainas for sure is true? That's ridiculous. And he's talking about says, it doesn't mean everyone says something. If I stop say the Mets are the best baseball team in history, that doesn't mean it's true. It means, enam toveya ilam king yeshua love. If I sue you, if a guy bothers to sue, he has a basis to his taiga. If a guy's suing, there's a reason. Okay, nowadays, a lot of people sue frivolously. But in the old days, You know, if a guy's going to Bezdin, then he has a taina. Now again, it's hard to say that's a proof. You know, really? I mean, everyone who sues is right? That's not what they meant. But anyway, it's a chazaka that there's a strong suspicion and good odds that the guy who's tovei is telling the truth. So again, this is all on the level of Drabanan Shvuas Hesis, right? But what Rashi Baba Kama the Shita Yishana and maybe Rashi Mutzia Dav Dal Ralph would say, no, this is on the level of Doraisa also. Me the Oraisa. Tzchazak, if someone sues you, he has grounds. If a guy goes and opens a tick against you in court, that's enough of a suspicion to make you defend yourself. Ah, but me the Oraisa, Kofar Kol goes back and potters himself. Because even though he should have to swear, he says, I don't have to swear because I have proof that I'm right. What's my proof that I'm right? And then what happened in the days of the Amoraim? It doesn't say before the Gemara that Shuas Hesis was a Takana of the Amoraim, but all the Rishonim say Shuas Hesis was a later Takana of the Amoraim, and it's not just that it didn't happen to be in the Mishnah. It's against the Mishnah. Why is it against the Mishnah? Because the Tanakh didn't have this, and the Amoraim, they made this Takana. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Why should I be chayiv just because if you're suing me, you must have a case? Don't I have a defense of Einan Amez Panat Neva Chobo? The answer is, Ishtamot, even though that post went down the top of the base, really what it makes us looks like a Mishtamot, but it could be even a Kofar Kol is a little bit Mishtamot, and what they're basically, Midrabban, and they said, you know what? We're not going to allow this defense of Einan Amez Panat. You're saying, I have a proof that I'm right, I have a Chazak on my side. Meet Rabban, and we don't accept the chazaka. We say, maybe you do have the chutzpah, and you're just trying to stall a little. So the takana of Shvuas Hesis was not a new takana, or was not a new idea. They just took the Doraisa idea that everyone who sues you is mechayev Yeshua, and took away your defense. You thought you had a chazaka on your side. They say, we're not relying on the chazaka to get you out of Shvuah. We're relying on the chazaka to get you out of Shvuah Doraisa. You don't have to take a Shvuah Chamura. A lashon of the shown it for a real shvua, but you'll still have to take a shtickle shvua, shvus hesis, a low level shvua. It's a big machlok. Exactly what's so low level about? It could be that you don't have shem Hashem. Definitely that you don't have to hold the sefer Torah. And what we see from this gemara in shvus daf mem and beis is that it's not such a crazy idea that everyone who sues you is mechayev you a shvua. After all, if it was good enough for a takana of the Amoraim, maybe it's really true on the daraisa level. Anytime I sue you, there's grounds to my lawsuit, and it's reasonable to ask you to take a shvua to defend yourself. After all, we're not saying you lost. We're not posking against you. We're just saying, look, you're under a cloud of suspicion. Free yourself from suspicion. Right? Doesn't sound so unreasonable. Again, so if you read the Ten Commandments, so it seems like a bit of a burden. But we say to you, look, if you're an honest fellow, if you're honest, then you'll have no problem swearing. The Ten Commandments says not to swear falsely. According to the Rambam, it's a mitzvah say to swear truly. So, if you're telling the truth, just swear. That is, I think, Rashi and Baba Kama and the Shita Yashana, and it has a strong basis. Maybe they were inspired by the Gemara in Shavuos Daf Mem Beis, which says, really, everyone should be chayav shvua. After all, if a guy sues you in court, he has grounds. Just the question is whether you can defend yourself by saying Ein Adam Eis Panim Tevah Chovo, and with your rice you can't defend yourself in your kofar kol. Then with your rabbanan they said we're not going to accept that defense. Still take a little shua, but by default you're chayav. Why? Because Ein Adam Tovel and Kenyesh Lo Love. So if a guy sues you, he has a reason to sue you. People don't sue stam out of the clear blue. Yeah, that doesn't mean he's right. We're not going to give him your money, but that means you should at least have to clarify matters further. So I think Shvuas Mem and Beis Ein Adam Toveya Ella in Kain Yesh Lo Alav. A guy wouldn't sue. Not literally, no one ever sues unless they're right. That's ridiculous. That means a guy wouldn't sue if there wasn't some, you know, and at least creates strong grounds for suspicion. That's one way. Another way to answer that question is what I'm claiming the Rambam would hold. What I'm claiming the Rambam would hold, according to the Ramban, is that no, that's ridiculous. By default, you're part of Rishu. Mehech takes you actually have to swear just because you say something. Don't give me Gemaras and Shavuos. Gemaras and Shavuos are later Chumras the Amorai made up. Yeah, the Amorai made up all kinds of Chumras for whatever reason the Tikkun Olam that applied in their dorm. Okay? We're not going to worry about that now. We're not worrying about the Chumras the Amorai made up. We're worried about the real logic. Right? Just because it says Chazaka doesn't mean that's a real Chazaka. That's a Chazaka that Rav Nachman made up when he made a Takana because he, you know, he had his goals of Tikkun Olam in mind. Really, just as you see me watched, I swear. And you know what? Even to the uncanny shalom, maybe there is a basis to your taina. Maybe there is suspicion. So if there's suspicion, why does that mean I have to swear? If there's suspicion, it means the rasha v'chakarkam shalteite. We should get edim. We should ask for shtaros. We should investigate. Fine, en chanami. If the guy sues me, he has the right to a full and thorough investigation. But why should I have the burden of you making me take a shvuah? That's ridiculous. I know Rav Nachman said it later, but for the first 1,500 years of Judaism, no, there's no reason for that. Ah, why is a modern mitzvah chayav? So according to Rambam, you could say, because a modern mitzvah has reglayim ledavar of of Mishnamic. He is reclining the door, but he's acting suspiciously. You're not just my word against yours. It's my word against yours, and you're acting evasively. You're acting suspiciously. Would I have thought that Moda makes us evasive and suspicious? No, but Rob explains that it really is, because lots of people who are Moda makes us are only doing that because they want to cut corners, but aren't total hardened criminals, and therefore this is the compromise they make with themselves. Why is the Pekado different? So again, let's assume that Baal Chovo means like Tosos or Dimei, that they know the truth. I'll tell you why Pekado is different. Ah, okay, great. Let's ask why Pekado is different. Let's remember the Gemara in Bava Kamma. Now here, I'm going to tell you Pshat in the Gemara in Bava Kamma. That's Pshat, Mefush, and Ol Rishonim, Baal Chazar nonetheless. Gemara in Bava Kamma. Kusayon, what does it say? By Pekado. Meyes umeyes, and therefore kofar kol is chayev. Whose pshat does that work best for? By pikadon, a person is meyes part of the balchovo. Therefore, kofar kol is chayev. Whose pshat does that work best for? Shifa yeshana, which is again, if you take the philosophy, I'm not going to paskin philosophical machlokos now, but if you take the philosophical shita, that Rashi is not being consistent. He's just interpreting each sugya in the most pasha way in that sugya. Then I understand why Rashi Bava Kamma gave this shot. Because that's what it sounds like from the Gemara in Bava Kamma. What's the yesod of, what we're asking is, what is the yesod of Shvuas HaShomrim? Let's remember, this is Mandamar Eir of Parshios Kosov Khan. What does Mandamar Eir of Parshios Kosov Khan say? Let's hazard. One day, said that Rami Bar Chama said, no, a Shomer is only Chayiv, he's Modem Mitzas. He who said, there's only Shavuos Modem Mitzas. We Paskin, not that we Paskin here of Parshios Kashel Khan. No, there's two things mixed there. One Chayiv Shavuos Modem Mitzas, we Paskin here three Shavuos Midoraisa. Everyone knows there are three Shavuos Midoraisa. One is Eidecha, that comes from a different Pasuk. One is Modem Mitzas, Kiyuzeh. That's Ma'uriv. That's not the same as Shavuos HaShomrim. That's a different parsha mix in Shavuos HaShomrim. The third is Shavuos HaShomrim. Even if the Shomer is not Modem Mitzas, he has to swear. Why? What's the Yesod? Here, it's Pashut. Because the default is Chayav. He has no Chazaka Ein Adam Meyiz V'chuli to defend him. So of course it's Chayav Shul. What's the Yesod of Shavuos HaShomrim? The Yesod of Shavuos HaShomrim is the same Yesod as Modem Mitzas. Everyone's Chayav Shvua unless they have a defense of Vaday Kushtagam or Einan Meis Pan Nechol, unless they can prove they're telling the truth. How can they prove they're telling the truth? Say, look, I wouldn't have the chutzpah to lie. So therefore, Kofar Kol gets out of Shvua, he says, I wouldn't have the chutzpah to lie. Modem Mitzas doesn't have a defense, so he's Chayav. And Shomrim doesn't have a defense, he's Chayav. Because what do you mean? If I say the cow was taken by bandits, I have the chutzpah to say whatever I want. No one knows any better. That's exactly what Rashi says in Bava Kamma, and that's why it's a great... In Bava Kamma, that's the natural pshat. However, keep in mind, everyone except for Rashi, of course, feels obligated. Okay, I'm not talking about Tosas. Tosas could also be Sosa himself between different Masechtos, because Tosas is written by many people anyway. But all the other Rishonim, of course, have to be consistent between the different Masechtos, right? So all the other Rishonim have to have a different shot in Shavuos HaShomrim, right? So Taka, why should Kofar Kol ever be Chayiv? So now, the Ramban in this particular shot doesn't say it, but what's the other option? The other option is what did the Ramban say here? That we're not really explaining why Shomer Merchayiv Shvua. If you take any other pshat but Rashi, no, let's come back to it. Let's just fill in. Let's first fill in the rest of our chart, right? And then we'll come back and see what the other alternative to Rashi is. You see where Rashi's coming from. Rashi's saying Pashim Shad and Baba Kama. But let's go back here for a second. Okay. How about if we say our question is about Migo? So if our sug is about Migo, then hold on a second. What about the interesting question? But what's the real reason? I understand why there's no Migo. Or there's no Meshva Vinka, right? But what's the real reason why Moda Mixus is Chayiv and Kofar Kol is Potter? And that's what bothers all the Rishonim, right? That's why Tosas asked this here. Menalan, how do you know Kofar Kol is Potter? Rav is not asking why Moda Mixus is Chayiv and Kofar Kol is Potter. That's a given. It's given that Moda Mixus is Chayiv and Kofar Kol is Potter. He's asking a side problem of Migo or Meshva Vinka. It's given. Okay, Taka, why is it given? Taka, why is it so Pashut that Moda Mixus is Chayiv and Kofar Kol is Potter? So it could be Gzeres HaKosef. Okay, could be Gzeres HaKosef. If it is Gzeres HaKosef, then that still doesn't give us so much to work off. So fine, it's Gzeres HaKosef. Right, there are many different shot in Gzeres HaKosef. Either Tulsa just says Gzeres HaKosef. Ki who's that? Mode makes not go for a call. Sounds pretty straightforward. Or on the other diukim, since an Eid Echad, it tells rejection, since an Eid Echad is Bechayim, that shows with zero Eidim, you'd be Potter. Either way, it's just Gzeres HaKosef. Okay, but even Gzeres HaKosev, L'chorah, there should be a principle behind it, right? Gzeres HaKosev, what does Gzeres HaKosev mean? Gzeres HaKosev means, a lot of people are mistaken to think, Gzeres HaKosev means something with no logic behind it. No, something with no logic behind it might be called a chiddush, right? Gzeres HaKosev doesn't mean there's no logic behind it. Gzeres HaKosev just means it wasn't obvious. Most things in the Torah are not illogical and arbitrary. But on the other hand, they're not obvious. Some things are obvious. You know, maybe it's obvious that Hamotzi Midaral Varaya, the Gemara says, Baba Kama. And the Bali Moses say, it's obvious that I shouldn't kill my neighbor. Right? It's obvious I shouldn't steal his car. So some things are obvious. Then the Bali Moses have to say, okay, so what did the Torah tell us for a chiddush? Most things in the Torah are not arbitrary and illogical. They're logical, but they're not obvious. Meaning we wouldn't have known them on our own. Because a logical person could say this way, could say that way, could say the other way. Right? Look at all the logical people in the world. They all tie in different ways. So Gzeres HaKosev teaches us exactly which way to tie in and where to draw the line. But it's still logical. Just, it wasn't obvious. So for example, would it be logical to say everyone's Chayiv HaShvua? Bein Moda Mixus Bein Kofar Kol? Yeah. Would it have been logical to say no one's Chayiv HaShvua? Yeah. Would it have been logical to say Moda Mixus yes, Kofar Kol no? Yes. So Gzeres HaKosev teaches us where to draw the line. But that doesn't mean that there's no logic behind it. That just means that it wasn't obvious we needed the Torah to teach us. But what taka is the logic behind it? So Tosaf says right here, the end of our Tosaf. The daf gomer is the tain of a loko for a code. Okay, but taka, what is the logic? So, we're not going to get to get on yet, since we haven't gotten there. But Tosaf later on, daf dalan al to rafa tzada shava shabahen, shay yidi tainu kfir hin boin vim tomer. Kol for a code, yochia shay yidi tainu kfir potter. Tosaf says, hold on a second. If the principle behind Shavuos Eid Echad and Shavuos Moda Mixus is the Tainu Kfira, like Rashi, then why is it Kofar Kol Potter? So now, Tosas could have answered, oh, because Kofar Kol is proof that he's telling the truth. But that's not a Shita. That's the Shita Yishana and Rashi Shita. Tosas says, V'yesh Lomar, no, you misunderstood. Tainu Kfira doesn't mean Tainu Kfira ain't Bain. We have the Gzeres HaKosev. Now we analyze the Gzeres HaKosev. We want to find the Tzad HaShom. What's the common denominator? What's the principle behind the Gzeres HaKosev? Doesn't mean tainu kfir, that's ridiculous. I'm towing your kofar, there should be a shvua. If I'm towing you kofar, we should say, let's all go home. We don't have any evidence. Tainu kfira meant a strong taina and kfira. Why? And now he uses very strong language. Shemod makes way in machisho near a dimeshaker. Lachen yeshua. when I say 200 and you're motive mitzvahs, or when I say 200 you deny it but I have an 8 on my side, it looks like you're lying. Okay, it's a strong lasha. It looks like you're lying. That means, at the very least, it's a strong suspicion that you're lying. Therefore, you're chayiv shvuah. So what does Tosa say? Tosa says, Taina chashuva nirat demeshaker, which is another way of what some of them shown here. For example, the Ritva here says that it's a gzeris akasov, ki yuzed modemitz is chayiv not kofar kol, because the modemitz has reglaying ledover. Right, the gzeris akasov could have a logic. It just means that it wasn't obvious to us until the Torah, like most things in the Torah. There's a logic. Why does the ganav pay kefal? Well, it's logical he should be punished. But we wouldn't have known on our own what kind of punishment or what circumstances. But once the Torah tells us, it's logical. That's most things in the Torah. So what's the logic of the Gzeiras HaKasav? The logic of the Gzeiras HaKasav is Reglayim Ledover. So that is one possibility, is that you could say, meaning, in which case, what's the default? Default, if I say one thing, you say the other thing.
No, sure.
I'm wondering, why should we chayv neshvua? So you could say, and this is Tosos and Daftal and Aleph, and the Ritva, they answer Gzeiras HaKasav. But that's not the most interesting part. Because when you answer Gzeiras HaKasav, you still haven't explained what the logic is. Right? What's the logic? The logic is, because here there's Reglayim Ledavar, and over here, by default, you're Potter. Again, they're not claiming Rabba's telling you the Reglayim Ledavar. Rabba's not telling you the Reglayim Ledavar. This is not the Ramban, I'll leave it with Ramban. Rabba's telling you a side problem with Migo. Because Rabba's not even asking the main question as to what the Torah meant. You want to know what the Torah originally meant, not the side problem with Migo? That's too obvious for Rabba to ask. That's obviously Gzeiras HaKasav, and it's obvious that Sada Shav, the principle behind Gzeiras HaKasav, is Reglayim Ledavar. Rabba didn't have to tell us that. What's the Reglayim Ledavar? I guess the Reglayim Ledavar is, or they smoke it. Eidechad, I understand the Reglayim Ledavar very well. If I have a guy on my side, then the odds are you're lying. Right? But Motivates is also, where there's smoke, there's fire. If you owe me some money, at the very least, there's a strong suspicion that you might, there's at least a strong latest suspicion that you might owe me more money. Josh.
According to this then, in terms of the reason that Motivates is Chayav Korpolos Potter, he matches up with the Ramban. If then we're saying that the default is that he's Potter, then there's no need for Rabba to get into all of this Migo.
Sure, the default is that you're Potter, but Motivates is Chayav because of Reglayim Ledavar. But you have a Migo. Migo should beat the Reglayim Ledavar. Migo means if I have a losing Taina, I can still win, because I could have said a winning Taina. So if I have a suspicious Taina of the Reglayim Ledavar, I could still win, because I could have said a winning Taina. That's all Rabba's asking. He's saying it all makes sense, but there's a side problem of Migo. The Tosfos Havamina here is, of course, like Rashi and Bava Kamma, right? He says, don't say like Rashi and Bava Kamma, Chazak she'ein on the Meis. Why? Because the don't say like Rashi Mevukama Chazak she'ein on the Meis. We'll get to because in a moment. Any other explanations for why Modi Mitzvah is Chayev and Kofar Kol is Potter? Anyone have any other explanations why Modi Mitzvah is Chayev, Kofar Kol is Potter? So there's a Tosus Rush here, right? The Tosus Rush is a very fascinating formulation, which maybe until we get to the top of the Dalet Amud Aleph, we're not equipped to fully appreciate yet, but it should be memorable. What was the memorable two words, or one word that the Tosus Rush said? Anyone? Maybe your memory's not so good.
One has to have it in your mind.
He says, "V'yesh okay, but all yesh lomad makes a sheish lo etzlo maman agav also maman chivato tor shvua ke'en Gilgal. Avol kofar kol nesal kemen elgamer v'in lo esekimo ke'en Gilgal. What does Gilgal mean? What's the principle of Gilgal? Right, not Gilgal Isa, that's Machayev Yun Chala, but Gilgal Shvua. If I sue you for two things and you're Chayev Shvua on one of them, then you're also Chayev Shvua on the other one, even if that other one is about Shtar Savadim Karkos. Right, that's the principle of Zulkin. Zulkin, Nechasim She, Ein Lamachrayas, Esha, Nechasim Sheish Lamachrayas, Lisha Valim. Okay, so what do you say? This is like Gilgal. And Bodhi makes this, they're going to pass, and I have to pay you 100. Once I have to pay you 100, I got that, I should also swear in the other 100. As opposed to, Kofar Kol, where I have nothing on you, therefore there's no mechanism in Mekai Mishvua. Now, what he means by this Gilgal is unclear. He says, like Gilgal Shvua, but there's a fundamental question, a Chakira, in what Gilgal Shvua means. That's still going to be a little unclear, but Tosfos Rush says that somehow this is, I guess by default, your potter. But this is Ka'ein Gilgal, and what might Gilgal mean? What Gilgal might mean is, if we already have a case, then we take it to an extreme. Once we already have a case, then we'll take it the extra mile and say, let's clarify everything. If we don't have a case, then we'll reiterate ourselves. Once we already open the case, and we already have the paskin against you, your chayv 100, which you admitted, then Mela will also clarify the rest of it. So this sounds a little weaker than Tosos. Not necessarily right. Glyam Madar. Not that we really have a strong suspicion against you, but procedurally, once we're already, we're not saying close the tick, go home. We're saying, hey, let's issue a psak din, let's get to the bottom, let's issue a psak here, because you really chayv some of the money. Mela, once you chayv some of the money, we might as well clarify the rest of the money. Seems like a little bit of a weaker story than Tosos, but nonetheless, at least agreeing in terms of the default. Okay, these are the mainstream possibilities. What we have then is, what's the fundamental machlokas? Whether the default is chayv unless you have a chazak on your side, or whether by default you're putter. All of these deos that say by default you're putter are going to have something in common. How do they explain the Gemara in Bava Kamma? By default you're putter unless you have Raglayim Ladover, Gilgal, a different kind of Raglayim Ladover. So why? What's the Yesodus Rus HaShomrim? What does the Gemara mean? Right? So what? Adam Meyas Panav and Shomrim. It doesn't matter, by default, you're putter. So all of the other Rishonim, this is the fundamental Machlokas, how to read the Gemara of Kama, they say the Gemara is not telling us why the Shomer is Chayav. It's not telling us why the Shomer is Chayav. It's just proving indirectly that he is Chayav. What's the indirect proof that he's Chayav? Meaning, unlike Rashi, the Gemara is not telling us why Shomer is Chayav. We have no idea why Shomer is Chayav Shua based on this Gemara. The Gemara is not telling us at all. What's the Gemara telling us? The Gemara is telling us an indirect proof that he must be chayev. What's the indirect proof that he must be chayev? What is it? That if Kofar HaKol was potter, then Moda B'Miktsas would also be potter, and that would be against the Pasuk. It's just an indirect proof. Kofar Kol, I'm not telling you why he's chayiv. I'm just proving that he's chayiv. If we duck you out of Zertim. If Kofar Kol was potter, Modem Mixas would also be potter. Why? Because of Migo, according to Tosfos. If Kofar Kol is potter, since Adam is Meis, every Modem Mixas would have a Migo and be potter. Or according to Rashi, Meishu Avedim. If Kofar Kol is potter, every Modem Mixas would be Meishu Avedim be potter. Or, according to the Ramban, if every Kofar Kol is potter, Modem Mixas has no more suspicion than Kofar Kol. So he'd also be potter.
Why not?
Because the only suspicion of Modem Mixas, I explained it to you, and this is why I'm right, is because he looks like he's being mishtamit. But if he can be meis as much as he wants, then he would never be mishtamit. He's only mishtamit when he can't be meis. Because he can't be meis. So therefore, what we do is we don't get observed. If you potter a shomer who is kofar by kol, you would have to potter a shomer's Modem Mixas, which means you potter every shomer. That's against the Chumash. The Chumash says a Shomer has to swear. It's a foolish pasuk in the Chumash. Therefore, must be his Chayav. Why is he Chayav? The Gemara is not telling us that. He must be Chayav for a separate new reason. What is that separate new reason? So, the Ramban over here gives two possibilities, the two classic possibilities. What's the special new reason a Shomer is Chayav? Anyone remember those two possibilities? Why Taka should a Shomer be Chayav? We don't know.
It's cleaning Ones.
Why should Shomer? The Shomer says the cow was carried off by bandits. Why should it be Chayiv? What's that? Is there's no Gilgal here, right? There's no Raglayim Ladover Mishtamid here. He's not being Mishtamid. He can be made to say whatever he wants.
We want to make sure he's not pushed, and he's just saying Ones.
Ah, what do we call that? So why? The Ramban says two pshatim. One pshat is Shash. Bid the dummy. What do you mean we want to make sure he's not Poshea and he's claiming onus? Why would he claim onus if he was Poshea? Why do we think he's a liar more than anyone else in the world? The answer is Bigidoni. What happens with Shomrim? Again, let's assume we're talking about mainstream shot. Shomrim Hutaina Nensu. Not if the Shomer says, I give it back to you. No, that's not Chai Meshua. Not if the Shomer says, you never gave me a cow. No, that's regular Kofar Kol. The Shomer says, the cow is Nensu, carried off by bandits. You know what? Every Tainas Nensu, Gneva, Baveda, whatever you call it, Mesa Machas Olacha, is always a judgment call. Why? Because no matter what happened to it, I could have been negligent. If it got carried off by bandits, I could have been negligent. Maybe someone told me there were bandits and I shouldn't leave the town and I didn't listen. If it was lost, I could have been negligent. If it was Mesa Machas Malacha, when even a Sholas Potter, maybe I was negligent. Maybe I worked it too hard. Maybe I worked it in an extraordinary fashion. Therefore, every single taina of Nensu of a Shomer is a judgment call and might be Pshia, and it's not a fact, black and white. It's shades of gray. I have to make a judgment call. That's called the dumb domain. It's similar. I might think that it was... You know how it is. When things are black and white, we have to be honest. Things are a judgment call, we always convince ourselves of the interpretation that's in our favor. That's human psychology, that people always interpret things in their favor. Oh, but if they have to swear to God, then they'll sit and say, am I really, really, really sure, or do I just think so? That's b'didami. Maybe I think so. So what did the Torah say? There's a special shas b'didami in all Shomrim, mash inkin in every other area of life. Every other time that people say, there's no shas b'didami. What do you mean? Either I let you or I didn't. Either I paid you or I didn't. What? It's not a matter of interpretation. Shomrim is always a matter of interpretation. And only one guy saw what happened, and he has an incentive to misinterpret. Therefore, to honestly misinterpret, therefore, because the Shas B'Dami, the Ramban says here, the Torah is Matul Shvua. Special Shvua because of a new principle of Shas B'Dami. The second shot, he said, is, the Lashon Ramban right here, is either because maybe Omar B'Dami, or because Ba Asek Pikadon B'Nehem. So already Ba Asek Pikadon B'Nehem. They were already involved in this pikadon. What does it mean they were already involved in this pikadon?
There was already a chiyuv, now he's just trying to be positive himself.
So, it could be because, after all, and here I can say it in two ways, and this will tie back to what I said earlier, and then we will have to end because we're already over time. Maybe what he means is that, or not a strong suspicion, I mean, you're not going to get more than 50-50, but maybe what the Ramban means, they already had dealings with this Pikadon, there's grounds to what they're saying, so therefore he said, there's grounds for the Tviyah. It's not like a normal Tviyah, I owe you money, you say no. No, here there's serious grounds for the Tviyah. I know that I gave you my, everyone admits I gave you my cow. Everyone admits the cow disappeared. Question is under what circumstances? That's already not just stories. That's strong grounds for the tefillah. Is it more than 50-50 grounds? No. But it's at least strong grounds for the tefillah. Or perhaps, and this is what we said earlier, what we suggested is a bit of a chiddush, that Lefayus Daito Shel Baal Habayis part of Chiyuvei Shmira is Sure. Maybe what the Ramban means by Ba Asek Pikadon Be'Nehem is that, look, they already have an Asek here. Part of the Asek is that they have to end the Asek in a way that satisfies the parties involved. So I don't know when the Ramban says two possibilities, Shas B'Dami, new Shas B'Dami says, all matters of interpretation, which is only one common case, you have to swear because interpretation is a tricky thing. Or no, they already have business. Why do they have more business than anyone else? So maybe it means, look, there's really strong grounds for suspicion here because we know a lot of background to this story. Not like a normal case where we don't know the background. Although it's still not clear to me why this is any more chummer than if we both admit I lent you $100 and you claim you paid it all. After all, it's also Ba Asek B'Nehem. So that's why I'm not totally satisfied. So, okay, you could. It's tricky. That's what I prefer to interpret the Ramban as. No, going back to what we said earlier, remember, to defend the Manda Amr that Eid Echad is Poter, Min HaShvua, maybe Shvua's Shomer is a different principle. Shvua's Shomer is not because of the chashash that you're lying or misinterpreting or etc. Shvua's Shomer is Because you already have this Esek between you, and part of this Esek means being good shomer. Part of being good shomer means not just to not steal his money, but to satisfy him, giving him an answer as to where his money went. And therefore, even though we don't think there's more than 50-50 odds you're lying, we'll still put a shvuah on you, because you have to not just not steal like everyone else. You're a shomer, you agreed to do a job for him. Part of the job is giving him a satisfactory explanation and not just not stealing his money. Okay, so this is a chakira. What's the basis of shvuah shomer? Could be the basis, default, everyone's chayav shvuah until proven otherwise. That's a minority shita. The mainstream shita is that everyone's not chayav until proven otherwise. Why is a shomer chayav? Not for the same reason one admits us, either bid the dummy, or there's these stronger grounds, because stronger at blind with dummer, because you know he had the cow and you don't know what happened to it. Maybe you could even so far as, like, he had the cow and didn't return it, so the chazak is against him. Maybe that's worse than the parati. Well, you know he didn't give back the right grounds for tefillah. What's so strong? We know he took a cow and didn't return it. Right? Maybe it's like a little bit, we know he took the cow and didn't return it. That's more suspicious than a guy who says parati. I borrowed $100, but I might have returned it. Here, we know you didn't return the cow. There just might be a valid excuse why you didn't return the cow, but that's stronger grounds, because we know you took someone's cow and didn't give it back. That's already stronger grounds. Or no, it's not a matter of our suspicion of the dummy or grounds, or it's a matter of financial advice. A shomer has special interpersonal obligations having nothing to do with what we suspect, having to do with he has to not only not steal the guy's money, but he has to satisfy the fellow that he did a good job. And part of doing a good job is providing evidence and a paper trail, or a shvuah trail, for what happened.
Can't you extend that by saying, when the Torah says that something was noticed by part of that cut is built in, is that there's a shvuah.
Correct. Built in is there's a shvuah.
You don't need more lot. That's what it is.
Correct. But you need to explain, like, why that's even my kofar kol. When pashup shot, you might have thought it's five modem mixas, right? One zero partials. Okay, that's enough for today. We didn't get, I see, to page number 8. Have we prepared makor sheet number 8? Right? How are we doing in preparation? Kacha. We're a little behind. Okay, so you know what? Then maybe we will. Next day of Zman is a Thursday. Thursday is supposed to have 9 o'clock shir. Maybe I won't continue straight into 9 o'clock shir. I'll give us a little more time to prepare. If anyone wants, I can give them a... there's a lot of brackets in here. Anyway, there's a lot of Tima'ai in here. So maybe I will. We'll just have an extra Monday, a week after Simchas Torah. And meanwhile, I will wish everyone a Gemara Chatima Tovah.